Watch, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. State and federal government working together to address sinkholes in New Jersey. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 22, 2025. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy visited New Jersey as the state works to repair sinkhole damage to a major highway and noted that local, state, and federal governments are working together to address the issue. During a press conference on Saturday, Duffy appeared alongside Governor Phil Murphy, DNJ, and Representative Tom Keene Jr., RNJ, and revealed that the United States Department of Transportation, USDOT, and the New Jersey Department of Transportation, NJDOT, have been partnering very well together to address the sinkhole issue. This has been a whole of government, local, state, federal response to what's happening here on I-80, Duffy explained. This is a massive artery that can't be shut down. So everyone is working together to figure out what solution we need to make sure we can open up this roadway again. And, again, it's an evolving situation. We saw sinkhole 1, sinkhole 2, now we just saw this sinkhole. So as the situation evolves, we're all assessing where we're at and what is the best response. Duffy continued to note that while he had committed to doing all that we can on the federal side to provide assistance and aid to the state, there may be some legislative restrictions that they may have to address. The question will be what federal resources are available. I've committed to Congressman Keene and the governor that we're going to do all that we can on the federal side to provide assistance and aid to New Jersey, Duffy continued. We might have some legislative restrictions, and if that's the case, we're going to go to Tom Keene, who's going to drive the Congress to make sure you get the help that you need. Duffy's on-scene visit to the site of the I-80 sinkholes comes as several sinkholes have been reported in the state since December 2024, according to ABC7 News. The first 40-foot by 40-foot sinkhole was reported to have opened up in December, while a second sinkhole opened up and impacted traffic on the eastbound lanes of I-80 in February, according to the outlet. The second sinkhole is 75 feet away from the first one. The third sinkhole was reported to have opened up near exit 34 while NJDOT was conducting a drilling operation. ABC7 reported, the site is close to another sinkhole already under repair that opened up and impacted traffic on the eastbound lanes of I-80 in February. A 40-foot by 40-foot sinkhole, which officials said was located just 75 feet away from the February 1, opened up in December. Officials explained the sinkholes were caused by abandoned mines that are collapsing, according to the outlet. During the press conference, Murphy revealed that New Jersey Transit would be giving people traveling on the Morris and Essex train line 50% off, as part of an effort to get as many folks off the roads and to alleviate some of the pressure. NJ Transit's going to allow 50% off on the Morris-Essex line beginning Monday to get as many folks off the roads into trains for as long as this is blocked up, and hopefully that will alleviate some of the pressure, Murphy said. Related, watch, massive sinkhole opens in San Francisco.